Test, test, test. Turn me up. Turn me up. All right. Guys and girls, this is a TNA thoughts and analysis video. It's not a video, it's an MP3. But for those that don't know what this is, it's basically me talking about my experiences with something, my thoughts and analysis on a particular topic or subject or anything like that. And so since it's abbreviated TNA, you know, tits and ass, I'll normally have, you know, some type of picture of just that very thing. So yeah, I'm trying to get some pictures for it to kind of get inspired to get back into these videos and start. I keep saying videos. Well, they used to be a video. I used to show like me working on something. Like I would be drawing a picture or something like that. So I'm used to saying videos, but I'm gonna start doing them as MP3s because they're really not meant to be watched. They're meant to listen to them as you do other things. I know for myself, I'll listen to a lot of like advice videos or people speaking about a particular topic or subject as I work on other stuff, like as I'm drawing stuff, as I'm coding something. I might be just lying down trying to get some rest, and I'll have, you know, this, it's normally a YouTube video playing about some guy talking, or maybe it's some podcast. I like to listen to different podcasts, things like that, and those aren't really meant to be watched. They're, you know, it's a nice alternative from listening to your favorite song or something, so you can actually educate yourself more on a particular subject or get somebody's advice or opinion about something as you work on whatever it is that you're doing. So like I said, and I got these pictures, the pictures that you see above this MP3 file, I got those from Fiverr. If any of you want to contribute pictures for my thoughts analysis, that's cool with me. Go ahead and do that. If you send your PayPal, I'll send you about $5 what I got for this one. I got these from Fiverr. I'll link the Fiverr person down there as well. But yeah. Let's see, so the topic today is Kickstarter. I actually did a thoughts analysis on Kickstarter already. That was before I used Kickstarter. My opinion of Kickstarter hasn't really changed much at all. Actually, it hasn't changed at all hardly. And I will also have the MP3 of my previous thoughts and analysis on Kickstarter available probably in the same post. And I'm going to do a thoughts and analysis on crowdfunding in general. But Kickstarter is kind of its own separate thing. It's kind of its own beast to itself. Probably because, I don't know, I'm not sure if it was the first one or not, but it was definitely the first popularized one, to my knowledge. So there's a lot of the what separates Kickstarter from the other ones, from the other crowdfunding platforms, is that there's a lot of things surrounding Kickstarter. And just straight off, like right off of the bat, I'll go ahead and say, like, I don't recommend, and I didn't, in my previous MP3, I did not recommend anyone getting anything. Like, I didn't recommend anyone pledging to any Kickstarter. And in this video, I'll say, I don't recommend anyone even using Kickstarter to begin with. Now, I'm not saying don't crowdfund your product or your project. I'm saying you don't need to use Kickstarter to actually do it. So there's a lot of things that swirl around Kickstarter that's not that doesn't really apply as much to the other crowdfunding platforms. So, but if you really just want to use Kickstarter specifically, you know, this video will give my thoughts on good things about Kickstarter and bad things about Kickstarter. But like I said, there's other things that you can use. I'll explain those in a different video, probably the crowdfunding thoughts and analysis video, where I'll go over the other crowdfunding platform or other ways to crowdfund your game that don't even require a crowdfunding website. There's other ways to go about doing it. But yeah, if you're just hell-bent on using Kickstarter, there are some good things and some bad things about it. I'll start with the good stuff. The good stuff is, one good thing about Kickstarter is you don't really have to worry about trying to build up a fan base. You don't really have to worry about how many fans do I have? You know, is it likely that my Kickstarter is going to get funded? People will definitely see it. People go to Kickstarter just to see what's there. And if they're looking at your project, chances are they have some interest in it, for better or for worse. But it will be seen. It will be seen. It's not like you have to do a whole bunch of social media promotion and stuff like that. It'll be seen just by putting it on Kickstarter. There's people there that actually make a living off of promoting your Kickstarter projects. When I had my Kickstarter project there, within a few days I got messages with products that people were trying to sell that will boost how many people see your Kickstarter project. And there were services where people help you to promote your project. So if you have some extra money and can purchase these products, they're from $50 to $150 roughly, that will allow you to drive traffic to your Kickstarter project. You can also get you can also buy ad space on various websites depending on what you're doing. Mine was kind of hentai, so I was, you can go to Juicy Ads and you can actually buy ad space on various people's websites and advertise like that. But yeah, so there's just different, I mean, your project will be seen. I won't go off on a tangent too much on that, but just by putting your project on Kickstarter will be seen. There's people that will contact you that will explain to you how your project can be seen even more just by simply posting it there. For example, one of my projects was posted on a website. I think that was called Not Safe for Work Gamer. Not Safe for Work Gamer. They followed my whole Kickstarter process from the beginning to the end when I canceled it. I mean, it was like news posts on there. I never even heard of that website. I hadn't talked to the admin of that website or anything, but they just journal general stuff that's not safe for work, that's, you know, so there's the adult community, then there's the mainstream. So they, if it's in the mainstream media like Kickstarter is, they'll probably see it, pick it up, put it on their website. So generally when you're doing adult stuff or a hentai, you want to stay out of the mainstream, and Kickstarter is very much mainstream, which is another reason why I wouldn't recommend doing it. Another thing you don't have to worry about is you don't have to worry about like exposure. It's kind of like what I said, you don't have to worry about people seeing your work. You don't have to worry about trying to promote it, anything. You just put it there, people will see it. People will, like I said, the Not Safe for a Gamer website, people will blog about it, make posts about it. Some people might make a YouTube video about it. This generally happens for stuff that they're interested in and that they like. That's why people do it. On the flip side, the bad reasons is people also browse around Kickstarter looking for stuff that they don't like. They only blog and write about stuff that they don't like. So there's a mindset of people that actually look on Kickstarter for things that they already don't like and are not interested in, and they will make blog posts about it, YouTube videos about how much they hate it, things like that. So you can pick up a lot of negative, and these people will just battle you like tooth and nail and try their hardest to make sure you don't succeed. And this is just based on, because they just don't like your stuff in general. Like, there was a guy who just, like, when I had my hentai game on Kickstarter, you know, it was like, you know, some adult content in it. I mean, you can have adult content, but this guy just didn't. He didn't really like hentai in general, and he was just, you know, trying to take a shit on my stuff, you know, just out of spite, pretty much. So there's those type of people there. And that's really, I don't really see that on other crowdfunding websites. It's just Kickstarter where people do that. They have YouTube video playlists or YouTube or blog posts dedicated to Kickstarter projects, for better or for worse. So I definitely recommend using anything else if you're trying to crowdfund your video, because, or your project, because if someone wants to make a negative post about your project and no one decides to make a good post about your project, then you have this negative splash. And then if somebody posted on YouTube, you know, that's pretty much Google, so it'll appear in the Google search relatively easily. You definitely want to avoid having to put yourself in that type of risk or even deal with that type of stress. Something I'm kind of neutral about is, and this is again mostly on Kickstarter, they have these websites that pretty much pick up any single project that's on Kickstarter and kind of stat track it. So they'll give you some kind of stats about how you're doing, how much money you make each day, a percentage of whether you're gonna succeed or fail or not. There's all this data analysis around each and every Kickstarter project. I actually contributed to a Kickstarter project, and I haven't heard any posts or any updates in over a month on that project, so I don't really see. I'm still in the mindset of probably wouldn't contribute any more Kickstarter projects, because you just can't be sure that your money is going to be used to actually complete the project, and you can't be sure you're actually getting what you're paying for. But that dives more into crowdfunding in general, so I'm going to try to stick to Kickstarter here. So basically, the overall idea of what I'm trying to say about Kickstarter is there's too much bullshit basically surrounding Kickstarter. Kickstarter itself, the crowdfunding, you know, it's innocent on its own. It's just the people that use it. There's too much bullshit around it. There's too many blogs about what Kickstarter project is good, what Kickstarter project is not good, what Kickstarter project people like and people don't like. There's all these stat trackers around Kickstarter projects. It's just too much bullshit. then there's people trying to come in and trying to offer you products to boost your traffic. There's people making money off of, you know, other people's Kickstarter projects because they're trying to help you drop traffic. They're trying to blog post about it. They're making YouTube videos about it. You know, it's just too much bullshit around Kickstarter. I would not recommend using the website because of those reasons. Like I said, it's not Kickstarter itself. It's all the crap that swirls around Kickstarter. It's like, think of it like a beehive. It's kind of like a beehive. So you have this honey that's in the hive, but there's all these damn bees around it, swirling you, trying to sting you, trying to crawl on you. There's just too much shit swirling around Kickstarter to even want to mess with it. So I'm probably not gonna use Kickstarter again. I probably won't do much crowdfunding again either. But like I said, that's a topic for a different thoughts and analysis. So yeah, that's about it. That's my thoughts on it. Those are my experiences with it. You know, like I said, there's some good, there's some bad. People try to help you, people try to promote you for free. People will try to come in and sell you stuff. People will come in and talk shit about you. People will set up websites to stat track you. People compare your Kickstarter to other Kickstarters. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, enough is enough. Like, I got so sick of that shit when I had a Kickstarter. It was insane. And there's tons of drama. And there's one thing that I forgot to mention. People will come in and barp and try to bargain with you. People will bargain with you. They'll say like, oh, if I donate to your Kickstarter, will you add this and that into your game? Or if I pledge to your Kickstarter, will I get this? Or I'm not going to pledge any money to your Kickstarter unless you have this and that in your game. You feel like threatened, almost like they have you by your balls or your coochie or whatever, and they're just grabbing you and strangling you. They're just clutching your genitals and demanding stuff, or they won't donate to your Kickstarter, and your Kickstarter will fail. You don't want that to happen, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, fuck all that bullshit. Wouldn't recommend doing it. You definitely want to, if you're the person that made the project, you definitely want to have some control there. You definitely want to not have to give in to people's demands and stay true to what your project is really about. You know, you don't want to have to, oh, well, I don't want my crowdfunding to fail, so I have to give in to what these guys are demanding from me so they'll pledge money. You know, you shouldn't be forced to do that. You shouldn't have the stress of, you know, people writing all kinds of articles about your shit. You know what I'm saying? You should just, I mean, you can't control what other people do. Like, I get it, right? I mean, I get it. But there's a lot less of it. A lot less drama on other websites. That's just how it is. And the less drama you have to worry about or be concerned with, I think the more successful you will be in the long run. So yeah, it's kind of a coin flip. I mean, if people, when you're using Kickstarter, it's really gonna go really well. You know, people will make good blogs and articles about your Kickstarter website, or people will not like it and not make anything good about your Kickstarter project and compare it to other Kickstarter projects. The one thing I noticed about Kickstarter was most Kickstarter projects involve, well, most of the stuff that my Kickstarter project got compared to was large projects, like people that have projects that have multiple people working on them. And as you guys here know, it's just me. I mean, like, I can't compete with a team of people, team of six people, and four of them are artists. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like seven people, four of them are artists, you know, two are coders, and like there's a writer for the last part. You know, I can't compete with that. You know, it's seven people that are all like really good at what they're signed up to actually do. Like the artists, like they do commission art. They draw daily. You know, they draw for a living. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that for a living. For me, it's just a hobby. So I can't compete with that. And the scale of my game, it often got compared on Kickstarter. Like I would be like, well, give me an example of what you're talking about when you say, you know, make something better or whatever. They'll say general things like, you know, make the art better. And I'm like, well, give me an example. And they'll always link to either some artist that draws for a living that's been drawing his whole life, or a Kickstarter project where the art is done by like five different people. And it's like, dude, look at what you're comparing my game to. I mean, I can't do that. So yeah, it's just a lot of stress around Kickstarter, for me at least. That's what I'm saying. That's my thoughts on it. That's my experience with it. I'm sure there are some exceptions, and I'm sure this isn't everybody's experience there, but it was mine. And from the unique perspective of trying to do something that was kind of adult natured, kind of hentai natured project. And if you're doing a crowdfunding hentai game on a crowdfunding website, they probably don't allow hentai. I was just saying if you can actually do it at all. You can just blatantly write, you know, adult hentai game on there. The thing is, you can't show any pictures of it. You can't show breasts, vagina, you know, penis. You can't show any of that in your pictures. So if you're hell bent on using Kickstarter, if you're hell bent on crowdfunding something, if you don't want to, the thing is to put your game on one of these websites, you can't show any hentai content, but that's what people are looking for. You know, people are looking where I got asked often, you know, where's the hentai? I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? I can't post it on Kickstarter, you know what I'm saying? So like, what do you expect? So if people don't see it, you know, people generally won't use it, or people won't really buy into it. And so, so if you're gonna crowdfund anything that's hentai related, you might as well use Offbeater, but there's all kinds of problems with that website as well that I'll get into later. But yeah, those are my thoughts on Kickstarter. You know, it's a beehive. That's what I compare it to. There's honey, you know, there's good stuff about it, but you got to get through the swarm of bees and bullshit that's surrounding it. If you touch it, if you sign up to it, and when you mess with it, all those beehives just fly up into the air and start buzzing around it. It's all crazy and shit. So yeah, those are my thoughts. Leave your opinions down in the comments. And if you have suggestions for other thoughts and analysis videos that are not on the list, I'll have the list there as well. Then go ahead and put those down in the comments. And it doesn't have to be specifically hentai related. It can be just like related to something in general, like this is just about Kickstarter. It's the perspective of me as trying to do something hentai, but it can just be something a little more generalized. Maybe my thoughts about a particular website or something like that. I don't know. So yeah, getting back into the thoughts on analysis videos. Like I said, if you want to contribute some pictures, send those to me, and I will, if you send me your PayPal, I'll send you like a couple dollars for it. appreciate it. You know, if you're a dude, get your sister to do it, your girlfriend to do it. Grab your balls, get it done. I'll do like maybe the first people that send me some pictures, you'll get the next updates for free or something like that. I'll try to do something extra. I'm just trying to get pumped up to actually do it, you know? So send me any future videos that you would like me to do, and I'll get those done. And I'm about to go ahead and record the next Thoughts and Analysis video right now. So you should see that pretty soon, right after this one, in fact. So I'm out.